It's through, indeed. It races away to the boundary. The members stand. Test match entry number 2 for Travis Head. And he joins an amazing list of famous names on the honour board in a Boxing Day century.
Oh, yes, one more sleep until the Ashes burst into life at the Gabba, and Travis Head will be there after he won the battle to the number 5 spot. I think it's Travis's third crack at the baggy green, so he's ridden the roller coaster as much as anyone. Really looking forward to seeing how he goes tomorrow, and the left hand has been kind enough to join us on the line. Travis, welcome to SEN, and thanks a lot for your time.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Such has been the COVID chaos, I've got to say. I mentioned third chance at this level, but you've actually played, going back and having a look at it, Trav, 19 of the 22 tests since your debut in October 2018. It's been some sort of weird and wonderful ride.
Yeah, it has, and it's nice to be back. It's obviously, one more sleep away, and it's been a long camp, and I can't wait to get back into it. I feel like, I've continually got better and continue to work on the game, and the case is now going out and enjoying the moment, playing the moment, and contributing hopefully to a great series for Australia.
I want to drill down on that in a sec with what you've worked on with your game, but welcome relief with the skipper naming the 11 days out from the test, which is unusual. Cricketers are often painfully made to wait right into the last minute until after the toss, Trav. So how relieved was that, and who told you the news?
Yeah, no, they've been really good in the conversations. I think pretty much since the squad was announced, we've had conversations over the last couple of weeks. I think the internal game would have played out more about who was going to play, but we didn't play that game. But they still were open with the team, and they knew pretty early. So, they let us know pretty much once we got to camp, which has been nice. But then you've got 4 or 5 training days to get through, and you best prepare yourself, and you're just ready to go now.
You said you've worked your game and drilled down on a few areas. You average 40 at Test match cricket, so it's pretty good. Like, how much of it is doing what has worked for you and playing to your strengths, and then how much is it tightening up a couple of perceived weaknesses? Take us through what you've worked on and how you've gone about it.
Yeah, I think it comes with just consistency. I think there's been opportunities. We asked it yesterday. I think there's been opportunities I have taken at Test match level, and there's been others that I've missed. And I think as a batter, you want to be as consistent batter as you possibly can. So I think in my technique, I think I obviously have had moments where it doesn't, well, perceived it doesn't look any good, or there's a mistake or whatnot. And it's just trying to iron out that consistency piece for me, my movements and my swing pattern and the tempo that I swing the bat at. So I've been really consistent on that over the last couple of seasons in Shield cricket. And I've spoken a lot about that. And it's making sure it's trying to take the step above now. When I was a great cricketer going into first-class cricket, you play your first sort of 20 games and you learn the landscape and you're trying to compete well, play well, and then you find the learnings and you work with other people and you can start contributing to more wins as your career goes on. And I think it's the same with Test cricket. You take the next jump, the level goes up. I've played 19 games now. I've got a really good blueprint, I guess, or understanding on what it takes. And I've had moments where it's been great, and I've had moments where I'll probably let a couple of chances slip, and that's realistic, and that's going to be the game. But I've set a really nice platform now, and I've learned a lot of things, and hopefully this could be the step that I can take in the direction of winning a lot of games for Australia.
Absolutely. Now, you historically start exceptionally well at Test match level. It's just been the odd flash, outside the off stump, and you've been caught in the gully, or you've hit the ball through the air. But that's also been your strength. So what's the balancing act in your mind to continually attack or to maybe just be a bit more conservative, or is that not something you're thinking about?
No, I think as a batter in South Australia, we've spoken a lot about it over a period of time on what the best do and the best score runs. And that is that you bat to score runs and you're not fearful of getting out. And I think if it goes the other way and you're fearful of getting out, you play timid and you may play more of those shots. So I think for me, it's important around my first 20, 30 balls and building that partnership with the guy at the other end. And traditionally, I've been really strong at that. Now, there is moments and times where you do get out. For me, getting 20, 30, 40 means that I'm working with the guy at the other end. Hopefully, there's a nice partnership. We've talked a lot about collapses of wickets over my whole career, I think. There's not a team in the world that hasn't spoken about collapses at some point in time. So I've taken real pride out of going out there and being hard to get out. Now, there's moments that you get out and it doesn't look pretty, but I don't think any dismissal looks pretty. For me, it's about my concentration, my technique, a lot of things about making sure my ball routine is just staying in the present, facing each ball as merit is pretty cliche, but it's pretty simple, and I think that's the game of cricket. And my major role is to go out and score runs. So if the game presents that, the game presents it. If it doesn't, then you've got to respect that. So there's a balancing act in that. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong, and that's the game as well.
Speaking of Australian Test batsman Travis Head. So, Trav, the difference in you now as opposed to the difference in you when perhaps you got your first crack a few years ago, is this a much more relaxed Travis Head? I mean, the fact that you know the faces, you know the opponent, does it make it a more seamless and sort of calming experience?
Yeah, I've loved being back. There's no doubt. We've spent a bit of time away. Live 2019 Ashes, it's probably the most enjoyable time I've had on tour with the squad, and we were able to do something special. So I think you look back on those memories and you may make those memories over the next 6 or 7 weeks again. So I'm really, really excited about being back in the group. And I think you take confidence out of what you've been able to do over a couple of years. I've been able to be really consistent and shoot cricket, feel my games at a really good level. It's about going out and being relaxed and calm. And I've done that really well over a period of time. So, that's what I'll do. And I'll enjoy what I'm doing at the moment. And try and contribute the best I possibly can.
And Usman Khawaja, I'd assume you'd feel for, because you've both been playing well, and I guess in an ideal world, you'd both be playing in this first test. And last month in the Shield, you both made single-figure scores in your first innings. Now, he obviously could have tried to occupy the crease for Queensland in the second, but he put his state first, enforced the follow-on, and you came out and struck 101. It was the last, I guess, in-game chance for you two to stake your claim. It was a pretty significant moment, wasn't it?
Obviously, a lot was spoken about that game, but I think there was a lot of, build up on that. There's a lot more that goes into it. I think over a season or two with both of us, I think we've put really good numbers on the board, playing really, really good cricket. If it was going to come down to one game, you'd probably be pretty stiff and think. But also in the back of minds, we also knew that we had the A game at that stage. So we didn't know we didn't have the A game until after that. So I knew we had a couple of opportunities and, geez, that wicket that we got was a pretty naughty one as well. So, it was nice to get a bit of time out there, but it was definitely not what we're going to expect tomorrow when we go out to the Gabba. So, it was a tough week. Obviously, trying to best prepare yourself getting in, and you get a wicket that's completely the opposite and you just try to battle through it. It probably wasn't the best preparation for both of us. So, I don't think you thought too much into the scores but the backdating of information that everyone would have had or the way that everyone was playing. I think we both started the season really, really well. Either one of us would have got the nod. It was great that I obviously did. And he feel for us, but he'll support us well. And he's been fantastic around the group. He's someone who's back as well and has been out of the group for a little bit and has so much experience and understanding around Ashes series. So he's going to be important for us in the whole tour.
What conditions are you expecting, Trav? Bit of rain around?
Yeah.
I went to the Gabba for the first time yesterday. We've been training out at some of the local grounds. So it's obviously been wet, humid and sweaty here. So probably expect it to swing a little bit. I'm not sure that the conditions are the next couple of days. We might get a couple of late storms, I think, in the afternoons here over the next few days. But traditionally, when that's been the case, it does swing around a little bit. There's probably a little bit more grass on the wicket. I think there's a few photos floating around in the last 24 hours of the wicket in social media. There's maybe a little bit more grass on it, but look, traditionally, whatever you do, you can do it really well. We've spoken about it here well with the Queenslanders, but extremely well here. It's good bounce. You can lead the ball really well. There may be a little bit of movement, but look, if you get yourself in, it's a great place to bat in Test match cricket and vice versa with the ball. If it does swing, then it helps our bowlers even more. It'd be an exciting Test match over the first 3 or 4 days if that is the case.
Did you have a little laugh at Cricket WA trying to steal your home test?
Nah.
Well, I've heard 2 or 3 days are sold out in Adelaide for the first 2 days, so I'm not surprised by that. But I can't wait. We'll let the powers be make those decisions, and those decisions have been made. So I played a pretty straight bat at it yesterday, but geez, I'm so excited about a home test match. I think there's nothing better. And unfortunately, with how things transpired over the last couple of days, our families can't make it up here. So with Alex debuting tomorrow, it's going to be nice that we're not far away from being at home, so our friends and family can enjoy us playing together.
And geez, Trav, this Ashes build-up for us as fans feels like it's gone forever. I shudder to think what it feels like for you being right in there at the coalface. So the last day of prep, what's in store today?
I'm going to go down to the ground and have a nice little hit and get a bit of work done in field and whatnot, and then just chill out and have a nice sleep, I think. Yeah, like you said, it has been long. The last 2 or 3 nights have been long ones, just eagerly waiting. I think boys are training really, really well, so I think we're all just ready to go. So yeah, I think not everyone will train today. Everyone sort of get what you need sort of job today, so don't mind getting down on the ground, getting out of the hotel, because it has been a long prep, and get that excitement of the last day before a test match. So we can't wait.
We can't wait either, mate. We really appreciate you coming on, and all the very best for tomorrow and a big series ahead of you. Well done on getting yourself back in there, and let's hope it continues. Thanks for your time.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers. Good luck, mate.
Travis Head there, one of Kane's South Australian mates on the line. There wouldn't be a person around who wouldn't wish him the very best of luck.
No, he never spat the dummy, never complained, put the blame on himself and said, look, I just need to go and make runs, which he's done, and he's back in there, and we wish that hopefully for the next 5 or 6 years he occupies that fifth spot like we know he can.
Travis was here for Chadstone Toyota. Stock is available for immediate delivery now at Chadstone Toyota, and you can book a service with Chadstone Toyota before January 31st for a fixed service price on your vehicles.